Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's going to be an interesting time now, I think, watching the Browns, as if it wasn't already going to be. But it's just going to sort of double, triple down into the fact that, all right, well, I don't know that there's a real way out of the fact that you have the fourth best quarterback in the AFC North. You are already pretty close to getting there, but like if Mason Rudolph would have started week one for the Steelers, you would have felt pretty good about saying that you had a chance to have the third best. Like I, in all reality, would 100% take Joe Flacco over Mason Rudolph. I'd probably, maybe he'd be up in the air. Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, kind of up in the air. Like, most definitely, if you're rolling out a rookie that's winning this job or Joe Flacco, I feel 100% confident. Yeah, you were QB3. Now, I don't want to make this as like some, oh, Aaron Rodgers with the Steelers, because it's not that. I mean, we all had the inkling and the idea that Rodgers is going to end up in Pittsburgh at one point or another. It was just whether or not he decided to sort of get up off his rear end and actually do it. Which, by the way, for somebody that was like, oh, I want the media talking about me this entire time. We all know that's what Aaron Rodgers is about. I want the media talking about me. I want this story to be dragged on as long as possible. Talk about picking a bad day. Just a bad day to make the announcement. Like, I mean, we're talking about it. It's definitely news within the AFC North and across the NFL, but it's not like take over your news day type of news, like where it is Aaron Rodgers day. Okay, there were a couple of days, I think, even like within the last 2 weeks that would have been better for this. But you pick game one of the NBA Finals, following game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. Hey, you probably could have picked a better timeline there if you really wanted to make it about yourself. Maybe that's part of the Aaron Rodgers ploy, though. But I do think with the Browns sort of dropping into clear quarterback four, there's just something that goes into this in my mind with where we stand on the quarterback now too. Right? Because obviously we know this season is a lot about figuring out whether or not you do or do not have the quarterback in the room to get something done and actually, you know, be able to transition this thing into a 2026 season and say, okay, we do have the quarterback or we need to go through and draft one. That is the clear objective of the year. We've talked about that over the course of several months. But I almost feel like the pressure and the idea to say, okay, it has to be one of these guys, or hopefully it's one of these guys so we can use the pick elsewhere and you know, we can actually get back to competing. I feel like the pressure to Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, or the pressure that we as fans and media are going to put onto Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, it almost lessens with the idea of now officially knowing Aaron Rodgers is in Pittsburgh. Right? Because whether it's, what's most likely to be 1 year there and then probably an end of a career for Aaron Rodgers, or even if it's 2 years, you're staring at this thing and going, okay, even if there's a chance that, you know, Shedeur Sanders or Dillon Gabriel runs away with it this year, you're still quarterback four. The Browns are still going to lose a lot of games. I can legitimately look at the games that you're playing against the AFC North and go, yeah, well, this division is usually very competitive, and I think it has a chance to continue to be because it is the AFC North, and for some reason, somehow, it always feels like you end up splitting a lot of those games. But I can look at this and easily drop like 1-5, 0-6. I mean, the three teams that you have now competing, a 10-win Steelers team from last year that gets Aaron Rodgers instead of Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and then running it back, offensive firepower remaining the same, if not getting better, for both the Ravens and the Bengals. Those teams are going to be good again, too. So I think if you're counting on one of these guys showing up and being able to show out, it's like, yeah, even if it does happen, there's not a ton of room here for the Browns to be able to just leapfrog teams within the division and become this ultra-competitive team, make the playoffs, and make something out of it more. I think now when you look at the AFC North, you have to accept the fact that the Browns are slotted in at four, and you're basically hoping on something to just fly out of nowhere. Shedeur to be a top 12 quarterback in the NFL just to give you a shot at getting out of that four spot. And I think in reality, you're probably looking at a season, while I still have faith in Shedeur and think that there's a good chance that he can be a great NFL quarterback, if not at least a good NFL quarterback, that you look at this season right now and probably think to yourself, there's a much higher likelihood that I walk into 2026 and use one of the two first-round picks that I have available to me to draft a quarterback in the first round. I just don't think the pressure is the same. I don't think you look at this and say, all right, well, you know, if Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders can be the guy, you can save the season. You can be the one to turn it on its head. Sure, that opportunity is there, but to have to overcome and climb past Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Aaron Rodgers, not once, but each of them twice this season in order to be a competitive football team, it sort of just takes that pressure off. Not out of those two guys individually, because they're fighting for their NFL lives, but off of the idea from the Browns that it has to be this year. There's a really good chance that with whatever the Steelers do this year, their quarterback situation going into next season is going to be worse. And you already have a path to getting to, all right, well, you know, now we're the third best team in the AFC North. Okay, well, now a quarterback that's playing well can put us in that same tier, and we have the defense to put us into a tier and not have to match them directly in the offensive way that, you know, some of these other teams feel the need that they have to with Kansas City and with Cincinnati and Baltimore. You can just sort of circumnavigate that by having a really good defense. But I just don't feel the same pressure. Looking at the AFC North and eyeing it up and down, I don't. Yes, I obviously care. I would love the answer at quarterback to be Dillon Gabriel, to be Shedeur Sanders. But if it's not, this year still remains about finding out whether or not the quarterback is or isn't in the room. And if it isn't in the room, well, I just don't feel that bad about it. I just don't feel that much set back, because even if I do think there's a great quarterback there, I think the path to him proving it and it being a stunning and overwhelming win is incredibly low. Right? He's not going to be able to produce wins in the same way that you would have if, you know, even the Steelers were out there not putting up the type of numbers that they are, because that's a week six, at least attempted a victory. You have one of your first opportunities probably to steal a win in week six. Or at least legitimate opportunity, one that looks like it on paper. With Aaron Rodgers, it definitely gets harder. Definitely becomes a legitimate roadblock sitting there in front of you. So if it ends up having to be drafting a quarterback next year, I think this is the one thing that opens up that opportunity to be like, all right, maybe this year shouldn't all be about the quarterback. Maybe this year should be about trying to evaluate a lot of the other parts of the roster with an understanding that if a quarterback surprises you, well, we pretty much hit the jackpot and we're going to be okay with it. But a lot of it should probably be about evaluating the running game, with Quinshon Judkins and Dylan Sampson now in the mix, and an offensive line that includes what we're crossing our fingers to be a healthy DeJuan Jones. The run game should be improved. The wide receivers have questions to answer between both Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman. Like, that maybe should be more of the focus in this year, knowing what you're going up against. Because a Browns schedule that includes Aaron Rodgers twice a year compared to, you know, a Mason Rudolph twice a year is an incredibly different task. You just don't have easy teams set up to take wins from. Like, I can look up and down the roster legitimately and probably not draw a win up until you play the Raiders. If I was going up and actually, you know, being very negative about it and just looking at this thing and saying, all right, are you better than this team? Like, just looking at dead on, are you better? I could make the argument that you're not better than the Patriots and you're not better than the Jets right now. I'll make the argument you're better than the Raiders. That team, stinky. Downright bad. But I'm not willing to go say hey, you're better than those other two teams. I might say you're better than the Titans. I might say you have a chance against the 49ers. But in a lot of ways, I look at this team and I think you legitimately start losing wins. You start taking away wins from your previous projection just at the fact that Aaron Rodgers is going to be there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I don't think Aaron Rodgers is this all-world type of talent at age 41. I really don't. But the numbers speak for themselves. He played fine last year. He played relatively well. So I look at a quarterback in Aaron and say, well, you're certainly better than what I have, and you're certainly going to give me more of a product than I was getting with Russell Wilson last year if I'm looking at Pittsburgh. It's going to be better with Aaron Rodgers than it is with Russ. So that team only gets better. They don't have a ton of ways that they're not going to improve. Sure, they got rid of George Pickens. Guys, they added DK Metcalf. Like, again, not a world beater, not a turn it around. I think you're still looking at a team that's winning probably 10 or 11 games. But it's also something that's going to be better than the Browns. It's going to be very difficult to take down Aaron Rodgers on any given week, whether or not he has a Steelers uniform, a Jets uniform, or you reincarnate him as the Green Bay Packers Aaron Rodgers. It's still going to be difficult. Even taking one of two games from him is going to be a challenge. You can't view the quarterback competition the same way. You simply can't. If you're dying at one of these quarterbacks to become the answer and you're banking on it, I would say probably reshuffle the thoughts. Because it gets a whole lot more difficult from here on out. 216-474-0092. Does Aaron Rodgers add pressure or leave pressure on the Browns to get the quarterback right this year? You can also get to me on X, at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C. Jake, so we can get to our social media reactions. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Plenty coming up for you guys tonight. As always, coming up here at 7:40. We'll get to the station buzz. Danny Cunningham of Locked On Cavs, the Inside Shot Substack. You'll catch him at 8 o'clock. We'll talk to him about what's going on with the Cavs. Assistant coaches basically potentially flying off the shelves. And an NBA final starting at 8:30. As well, we'll get to Get a Grip at 9. Cameron Justice, News Channel 5. We'll talk Browns with her at 9:20. And we'll bring in Matt Crowley later on in the 10 o'clock hour for another edition of Change Your Mind. But right now, 216-474-0092. Does Aaron Rodgers end it up in Pittsburgh and pressure or leave pressure on the Browns to get the quarterback right this season? We'll get to your calls and more coming up here on this in about 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick. With the guys here until 11 on The Fan. And sort of opens that up. Obviously, there's always going to be the isolated pressure, right? The idea that the Browns have to get it right and that this team's going to be better off getting it right than not. I just think finding the answer this year is, one, going to be incredibly difficult to do. Just on the idea that your schedule does not line up well for you. It is a rather difficult schedule, which is a little bit lighter in the back half, but Pittsburgh being what they are definitely makes that more difficult. And I think part of this also turns into, even if you do think that you have the answer, it's not like you're winning games this year. You're still going to most likely be on the lower half of things unless you really upset the apple cart. You're really going to have to strive for that 5 to 6 wins that Vegas has you on. So it's just not going to be this easy path where I think that you look at a rookie and tell yourself, yeah, like it panned out the way we wanted to. This is the guy. Undoubtedly, this is the guy that we want to roll with next year because you're not going to see the wins. You're not going to see the production. And I think when you use a third pick, like if we look at the Patriots with Drake May, didn't win very many games last year, but you use a first-round pick in the top 5 to go get that guy, you probably look at it and go, all right, well, I mean, if the production's there but the wins aren't, we're still feeling pretty good about turning it over to this quarterback for the future because that's what we drafted him to do. You draft a 3rd and a 5th-round quarterback, not exactly with that intention. Much more dart throws than anything else. Now, again, a lot of this comes at the idea that Aaron Rodgers is giving the Steelers an upgrade from where they were last year, which I think is undeniable. You can't get away from that fact. I think how far you push into that category is definitely more of a question. Nick and JP today on Afternoon Drive reacting to the news, and I think Nick might have taken it a step too far.
I honestly think the Pittsburgh Steelers have a real chance. I think they're going to win the division this year.
Oh, they're going to win the division.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really good team that has not had quarterback play halfway near as well as Aaron looked to the second half of last year. I think people are all the way out. I think people are wrong about where Aaron is. Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson are not the same quarterback.
Good luck beating Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow consistently.
Yeah, it's Aaron Rodgers. It's not Joe Flacco.
It's 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers, though. Like, there's still a difference between 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow.
I'm going to give you an even more elaborate take. I'm going to take one step further.
Okay.
Even if they don't win the division, they're going to get their first playoff win since TJ Watt was in diapers in NFL parlance.
All right. Well, winning the division just has to be downright insane. Did Lamar and Joe die? They just go away? Did they retire? Did I miss that this season?
I don't think anybody's worried about the Bengals. They don't have a of defense.
Yeah, that's why I'm not worried about the Bengals, though. But
the Ravens are the only I think it's going to be the Ravens or Steelers. I don't think Nick is far off here.
You think that the Steelers are in a better spot than the Bengals are right now?
Yeah, 100%.
I really don't think
with
they
Aaron
are.
With Aaron Rodgers, yes.
I think that offense is still a complete farce. There's still Aaron Rodgers is 41 years old, and yes, he looked fine last year. Like, I could give you the stats of him going and throwing for, 28 touchdowns, 11 picks, and almost 4,000 yards. Like, it was a good season that the Jets still won five games, probably with more offensive talent sitting there than the Steelers have right now. Right? Like, Garrett Wilson, undeniably the better wide receiver. Breece Hall, the undeniably better running back in that room right now, unless Caleb Johnson breaks onto the map. Jalen Warren is not that.
The only thing I could counter with is it's the Jets organization compared to the Steelers organization.
I hate this argument, by the way.
But it's,
I know.
You have to,
Mike Tomlin works black magic. I get it. They somehow find a way to go 500 or above 500 every single year. They don't have losing seasons.
I know. I hate to make that very generic take, but it's almost like 100% true. Like,
okay, you got Russell Wilson last year, right? And I'm not saying Russ is a premier quarterback, but he's not an absolute bum either, okay? It's like they played him over Justin Fields, and Justin Fields is the new quarterback in New York. So like, there's something. Actually, they're both the new quarterback in New York, oddly enough. But he's the new quarterback for the Jets. But like, they picked Russ over Justin Fields last year. By the way, with almost no money attached to either of them. Basically, both of those guys were free of charge, or very close to it. And they took Russ over Justin Fields and played him and continued to win games. And they won games with Mason Rudolph. Yes, but somehow, some way, still when you're picking this team with a good quarterback or better quarterback, and they've cycled through good to not great to okay, they still come out looking the exact same. They win 8 to 10 games, and they don't do anything more. I think they could push for 11. I don't think there's much past that.
Let me be clear. I don't think they're going to win a division. So I disagree with Nick there. But winning their first playoff game since TJ Watt's been on, I think that is very realistic this year.
I still don't think they have that in them. I really don't. This is a team that outside of Aaron Rodgers right now, a 41-year-old quarterback that was built like glass just 2 years ago and played four snaps to start the year. Are we forgetting that fact? Yeah, Jackson Mate's running out with the American flag. Yeah, that was about as long as a run as he got that day. But he was a quarterback made of glass, and then he played okay last year, still while not winning football games. And the only argument against that team not winning football games is they're the New York Jets. Or Aaron Rodgers just wasn't that great last year. Put up stats, did not put up wins. And that's with the Jets defense being pretty darn good. And the Steelers defense, all assuming that TJ Watt isn't going to up and leave and go somewhere else because they haven't paid him yet, probably going to be pretty good next year. Like, the offensive weapons are a complete joke.
DK ain't a joke.
Have we looked at DK in the last, 3 years in Seattle? He got overtaken. He was not even the best wide receiver on his own roster last year.
Well, Jackson Smith and Jigba is very good.
Very good. DK also just wasn't great, as I now clamor to pull up the DK Metcalf stats. Went for sub 1,000 last year, 5 touchdowns, and his catches over the last 2 seasons sat at 66 when the year previous they were 90. Like, he took a serious dip in production last year, and it was a lot more of this, oh, we're going to hit for big gains and not hit for actual getting the ball thrown to me, because JSN takes away some of that short target, and that happens. But DK...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's good. I'm not saying he's bad. I don't know that he's better than George Pickens when they're on the field and one of them's not being a head case. But
they're both kind of head cases, to be fair.
A little bit. A little tiny bit. But like, I just don't think... I look at the DK and I'm like, that's elite. I don't look at that running back room right now and think, that's elite. Jalen Warren's fine. Caleb Johnson is a rookie who knows, right? Like, he could be good. I think he's okay. He's solid. He'll probably take over most of that running back room at some point, or there'll be 50-50 committee. The offensive line is less than par. Like, there's just not a ton there to work with. You have DK and you have basically nothing else. Pat Freiermuth's a nice tight end. But that's not a solid, like, oh, this team's going to win 12 games. A lot of that's banking on the fact that it's Aaron Rodgers. And the name value of it is nice and great. Everything else around it, it really doesn't matter. 216-474-0092. If you look at this thing, Aaron Rodgers adding pressure or leaving pressure on the Browns to get the quarterback right as well. Just no chance. Absolutely no chance. The Steelers are winning the division. Let's go out to Todd in Ward 1. What's going on, Todd?
They are not going to win the division. No shot,
right?
He can't move like he used to. And they don't have the receiving core. They don't have the receiving core that be able to compensate for his diminished skills. He's definitely a starting quarterback. He's definitely worthy of being a starting quarterback. And he's going to put in some work. But I bet the division breaks a record on sacking them this year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that they're going to break a record on that dude, man.
Between Miles and Cincinnati's defensive line, they're going to break a division record on that dude sacking them. Nah, man, nah. So the question was, does this put more pressure on the Browns to improve on their quarterback play? No. No, it doesn't put more pressure. Wasn't that the question?
Yeah, whether or not it puts more pressure or leaves pressure on the Browns.
Nah, it does neither. The Browns are working in a tunnel in a vacuum on this right here, man. They have to get better just for the sake of their own well-being, separate from them being competitors in the division. So no, it doesn't increase the pressure. And it doesn't relieve any pressure either. They're just the same as they were. They're trying to avoid being at the bottom of the division, and they're looking at their record, not their record, they're looking at their schedule right now and thinking, can we get at least 11? And if so, what do we need to do to get this 11? Where do we need to get the deepest, taking in consideration? Injuries are going to come like they come from everybody, for everybody else. Where do we need to get the deepest to compensate in order to get to at least 11 wins? Aaron Rodgers, in fact, I might even say the Steelers might be a padding your resume game this year. I think the Browns should be able to get them twice. I think they should be able to beat the Steelers twice this year.
I don't know about all that, Todd. That might be a little bit much for me, but I do like it, and I appreciate the call.
I should note I do not drink. I do not use illegal narcotics. I am not on any. I'm not on any illegal narcotics because of mind altering issues in my brain. I repeat, they should beat the Steelers twice this year. All right.
All right. I appreciate it, Todd. It's a good disclaimer from him. I think that's a good place to start. Jax, I hate to do this to you. I'm looking. Playoff teams, like, if we're even setting it at one, there's no chance they're winning the division. The Ravens will walk all over this team. That's not even close. We
I don't disagree with that, yeah.
Right. I'm looking at the playoff teams from last year. I don't know who the hell they beat.
I think if they get in a, somehow get in a game against the Chargers, that's a winnable game.
Okay, maybe. Like, they had a really good year. They're only going to get better in my eyes.
Who going to be the playoff teams?
I could probably look at it and say the Bills are a guarantee. They're not beating the Bills. The Chiefs are guaranteed. They're not beating the Chiefs. And I would say it's pretty safe to assume the Texans are a guarantee there as a win in the Ravens. I don't think they're beating either of those two teams either.
They could give the Texans a run for their money, I think. No?
Yeah, probably. I mean, they could give them a run for their money.
It's just Nico Collins now.
Oh, they drafted like three wide receivers this year. Yeah, they drafted two kids out of Iowa State. And I think they went in. They might have even drafted one more. But yeah, that team's, I mean, they're not bad. And CJ had the sophomore slump. I assume you find somewhere in the middle between rookie year and last year of what he plays. But like, I don't think he's going to go through. If they somehow match up with the Bengals, sure, they have a shot. Right? If the Bengals also made the playoffs, they
Bengals
have a chance.
Bengals ain't making the playoffs.
Okay, well, that's sure. Let's throw that out there. I don't think anybody else from the AFC South is probably making the playoffs. Jaguars are going to be a new project. Colts are laughable. And the Titans also really bad. But it's coming down to the AFC West or the AFC East. Are they capable of beating the Dolphins? And are they capable of beating either the Chargers or the Broncos? I look at all three of those games. Capable, yes. Do they actually do it? Probably not. Like, I take all three of those teams, assuming that the Dolphins are actually healthy and Tua has his head screwed on straight, and so does Tyreek Hill, for that matter. I would probably still take the Dolphins as long as it's not negative 50 degrees. And I'm probably taking the Chargers under Jim Harbaugh with a much better passing core that they're going into this year, a much better running game with Omarion Hampton. I'm probably taking the Broncos, given the fact that Bo Nix looked really good last year. Aaron Rodgers just isn't that good. He's good. I'm not saying he's bad, even at age 41. Well, let's not act like this is Aaron Rodgers that won multiple MVPs. This is an old man getting under center. They'll be better, and they win in no division. 216-474-0092. I think this also changes a little bit of what the Browns look like at the start of the year. As well, the station buzz coming your way in 5 minutes on overtime with Jake Volnick on the Fan. I just look at this at the schedule for the Browns, though, and think legitimately, Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers opens up for a prime opportunity to be like 0-6. I mean, to legitimately walk in and lose the entirety of your first six games. As gross as that is, and I would never want to place that on you, and when I did my projections and the predictions for the season, I said you win week one because you know why? We don't predict week one losses in May and June. Doesn't happen. But there's definitely a chance you go 0-6 in those first few games. Going from Cincinnati to Baltimore, playing the three AFC North teams outside of the Bears, and then capping that off with the Steelers, now with Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, you don't got a great shot. Hey, that's probably a really good sign not to start a rookie week one, because I don't think fans are going to be very happy when you roll the rook out there and it's like, oh, and we've lost six straight. This is good. But I don't think it's going to be good for anybody. I don't even think a veteran gives you much of a chance. I mean, maybe to steal a win, maybe two, but a real good shot you go on 6. All right, without further ado, let's get to the most pressing things said by our station's guest today. Let's do it with the station buzz. All right, kicking things off here, Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com on with Ken and Anthony this morning and answered whether or not there's a real shot for Shedeur Sanders to get the starting job in week one like we just talked about.
I don't think it's a shocker that he's looking good throwing the ball, because he can do that very, very well. But I would say that right now at this moment, I would think that it's somewhat of a long shot, because he's basically running with the fourth team. So if he's going to come up the learning curve nice and quickly and leapfrog the other three quarterbacks, then I do believe he can start on week one. And I even asked Tommy Reese that yesterday. Do you believe that all four quarterbacks still have a legitimate shot to win this competition? And he said yes. Of course, he kind of joked afterwards, like, what else could I say there? But yeah, they're going to make this a legitimate competition, and no one has been ruled out yet. So from that standpoint, anyone still has a chance.
Yeah, anybody's got a chance. Well, like I said, I'm sure you look at this if you're the Browns and you look at the start of the season and go, all right, well, if any of these guys are going to be my answer, that would be great if they could come out and start and look great. Like if one of them just absolutely blows the doors off of what your expectations were throughout the entirety of mandatory minicamp and training camp and the preseason. Sure, go ahead, start him. But that has to be undeniable, that he's the best guy in the room. Everything else is, maybe you got a better shot coming into like week 7, going through and starting to play some of these lesser teams, as you painted out. I just don't think you really want to try to play that game. That's not the game that you really want to try to go in and play that and knock on the door. Do I really want to try to take on the teams that we mentioned? Or would I rather line them up against the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Jets, and then coming up Raiders, 49ers, Titans? Yeah, it feels a lot nicer. Like a lot less better defense and just a lot less talented teams overall. Yes, please. If one of them's there, make the start. But Shador probably should be a long shot to start week one. And I would probably prefer it if they didn't, because whatever guy you throw into the fire first, you're doing just that. You're tossing that guy into the fire, and it's going to be courtesy of Ariana Grande. Thank you, next. Eric Metcalf on with Nick and JP this afternoon. A former Browns great asked about who will then be the starter week one for the Browns.
I think Joe Flacco. I think, he has a familiarity with Stefanski and the offense, and they know what they can and can't do with him. I mean, if it doesn't go well, then I think one of the young guys start. But as of right now, looking at it, I would think, and I would hope, unless somebody just outshines him by a lot in preseason, which I don't see how you get the opportunity to do so, but unless that happens, I think Flacco starts.
I think that's probably the correct way to look at this, especially the fact, I mean, the one thing you want to avoid if you're the Browns, especially on the business side, is just starting out 0-6, like I said, because that's just going to take the morale for the team and even the low expectations that you have for the Browns and just push them right down the drain. And like, 0-6, yeah, this was a fun month and a half, guys. Thanks, I'll catch you next year. Especially when it comes to, we'll watch the games. In terms of showing up to the stadium, though, a lot different of a story. So I think if they're looking to do that, your best shot is Joe Flacco. And there's not much of a question on whether or not he's going to be the most talented quarterback in the room. I think we all know that's true. He's going to be the guy that gives you the best chance to win. But again, that's then up to the Browns to actually make the decision. Are you worried about trying to win games this year? Are you worried about trying to find your franchise quarterback? The scary problem is, I don't know that starting Kenny Pickett gives you a real chance to find that anyway. You might just be better off going to Joe. And then, hey, Kenny, maybe you can compete next year, right? But probably not, because that means we'd have to sign you. That's no fun. Nobody wants to sign Kenny Pickett to a second contract. I mean, maybe if you're taking, like, the vet minimum. I got a real nice contract coming your way. You want to take $2 million? I might be willing to pay you $2 million. I can find that in my pocketbook. Former first-round pick. Yeah, sure, no problem. Super Bowl winner Kenny Pickett, yeah, bring it on, $2 million. Other than that, no, absolutely not. No chances here, unless you're taking away the games that I'm basically laying out for the rookies at this point. And, well, then we're just going down an entirely different rabbit hole of what on earth are you doing? Let's talk a little baseball. David Sampson, former MLB GM, who we told yesterday to get a grip because he was yelling at the Royals. For bringing up a guy 2 weeks early, because I'm sorry, they want to try to win games when they're slowly falling behind. But David Sampson, talking earlier today, on with Ken and Anthony, saying that the Guardians' record, purely a mirage.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but your record of, I believe you're 33-27, I'm afraid it's a bit of a mirage. And when you look at the underlying factors, which we look at in front offices, both run differential and two, you look at where you are in pitching and run scored and average, and you guys are toward the bottom of the American League, like ranked below 9th, 10th, or 11th in the league in those hugely important statistical categories. To me, that all adds up to, over the course of a season, a team that wins 75 games, not a team that competes for a wild card spot.
Now, let me tell you, I hate to be the person to even slightly agree. I don't know how this team continues to stay up, especially Shane Bieber and the big news coming out with Shane Bieber that he's now going to see a Tommy John specialist after he's suffering soreness. I'm no doctor. I don't know any of the inside details. That doesn't seem very good to me. I don't like when the team doctors look at you and go, "No, why don't you go check out the guy who did the surgery, see what he thinks." Not a great feeling. But I think you're looking at it right now and saying, okay, this team should not be winning as many games they are. Starting pitching, starting to improve, bullpen still looking good, but ultimately your ERA is still in the dumps. The run scored is still in the is still just out in the trash. And then in a lot of the areas, like your two hole, which on Hel Martinez, please save me, please do okay. And the bottom of your lineup has just been absolutely abysmal. I mean, it's been like Rockies level bad, but somehow you're just treading water and you're staying on top. You should not be doing that. You're defying the laws of physics right now by winning games. And eventually that's going to regress to the mean if you don't start to change some of those things. So is part of it a mirage? Yes. I also think there's a lot better of Guardians baseball to be played. So I think with the stats that you've gotten, you've been incredibly lucky. But I also think there's much better baseball inside of this team and ready to sort of make its way out. You just have to find what the proper recipe is to do that, which I don't know that Steven Vogt has done yet this far. Let's talk a little bit more baseball, because Keith Law of The Athletic on with Nick and JP on Afternoon Drive and talked about the Guardians specifically needing to address a specific part of their game.
They've got good starting pitching. They've got a pretty good bullpen. They need to address the offense, and they have just generally not done so. They've not gone outside the organization for much offense. They have not had great success developing their own, particularly their own power hitters. I think this is a team, if they do nothing, if they just kind of stay where they are, if they finish the year 82-83 wins, probably end up missing the playoffs. They have an opportunity to try to go upgrade the offense, particularly just like I said, just going to find some power, whether it's internal or probably a little internal, a little external. That might be enough for them to end up back in the playoffs this year, even without the elite bullpen, which we kind of, I thought last year was fluke, but they had an elite bullpen and got a little lucky in some of those close games, and that was more than enough for them to run away with the division.
The offense, going from last year to this year, it's very odd to me because I feel like a couple of the bats that you got rid of, like Andrés Giménez was doing next to nothing for you in the batting department. He was a 250 hitter if you were on a good day and providing you with very few home runs and anything else. Just great defensively. Josh Naylor was practically home run or bust. And let me tell you, when he got to the playoffs, it was a whole lot more bust than he was home run. I don't know where the entirety of this offense and the team's ability to hit went. It flew out the door a little bit with those two guys, but certainly in other places too. And we can point to the outside of the organization, try to find a power hitter, try to find somebody that's going to do something for you. I think you can also look inside the organization and ask the question that we did yesterday, which is, why on earth am I watching Junkenzie Noel play baseball? I mean, 2 out of 3 days, if we're talking about this series, but just in general, more often than he should, when I have guys like CJ Kafis and Chase Slaughter sitting in AAA right now that could be premier bats for you. They could be guys that are putting the ball over the wall and actually providing you runs. But no, we're too worried about the idea of lefty versus righty matchups. Same reason why Junkenzie Noel finds his way into the lineup tonight. Because, Max Fried is a lefty. No way we could play Nolan Jones. Or you could. I mean, that's an option. You could just play him because there's no way that over a long stretch of time, a big sample size, that Nolan Jones is going to play as poorly as Junkenzie Noel has up to this point. He's not going to hit 155 if you give him that many at-bats. I'm telling you, right now, not going to do it. Even against lefties, he's still going to somehow outperform him. And that's where it's sort of like, okay, well, at that point, wouldn't you rather just have the opportunity to go get a bat that could hit every single day? A first-round pick and a guy that's a top 10 prospect in your organization? Feels like those are the type of guys you call up. If you're looking for power, it's not all about just watching this team and going, well, they're not making any moves outside the organization. They're not looking to draw on power. No, they're also not helping themselves. They're constantly shooting themselves in the foot and going, oh, all right, well, I mean, we care about the lefty-righty so much that we're willing to keep a power hitter that has two home runs this year. That's not good. He's not playing well. But no, just keep rolling him out there because maybe he'll hit a homer, right? Maybe he'll actually do something. He'll put one swing into the ball that goes 500 feet and we'll all fall in love again with Big Christmas, right? Not me. 33 strikeouts to 3 walks. Yeah, not quite cutting it. I'm just not sitting on that. I'm sure they're waiting for the 2-week period because, like the Royals, they're not as concerned about trying to pick up wins immediately because they don't care much about winning as they do as the business side of baseball. So maybe in 2 weeks you can be happy. All right. That'll do it for the Station Buzz. Coming back here in about 5 minutes, Danny Cunningham, Locked On Cavs, as well as the Inside Shot Substack, going to join us, break down a little bit going on with the Cavaliers as well. And NBA Finals coming your way in about 30 minutes. Danny will help break that down as well right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.